And now on the Rick Stacy Show,
I present
Jill Bucko with the three big things you don't need to know.
Brought to you by the Peabody Auditorium.
Number one.
What you got there, Jill?
Me, Jill.
Smokestack in for Jill. She's already at the hotel preparing for her wedding. Tomorrow, my wife, Angie, will be in here filling in for Jill.
Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't slept in a few days.
I'm excited for the possibility of good food, but I'm also scared for the wrath.
Yeah. The only thing I get out of it is that, you know, again, this is a morning show. Is it lament? Is that the right word?
Morning show lament?
It's like, you know, nobody understands. And if you work a third shift, or it's not as bad as having to get up in the middle of the night and come into anything. Anybody who has to get up at 3 o'clock understands what I'm saying. People around you have a certain way of treating you. They're like, you know, let's say it's 7 o'clock on a Friday. You've done 5 days in a row of getting up at 3 in the morning. You're a zombie. He knows that.
Oh, yeah.
And then people around you are like, yeah, we're going out tonight. You're not coming?
Come on. Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? Let's go to dinner. It's only 7 o'clock. And I'm like, look, if I don't go to bed now, I'm going to have like 2 hours collectively for the week.
Yeah. And they don't understand. They always make you feel like you're some kind of like loser, you know? So my wife is like always, you know, I'm going like, this is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I call to diner and I say, oh, God, I'm so tired. She's like, you're tired. I've been here since 8. I go, hello. 8 is 5 hours after I got up.
You know?
And then it goes on every single day.
It's so, like, well, you only work till 2 in the afternoon.
Like, it's like, totally. Then this week, though, the tables are turned.
Ooh.
So I'm going to call her after I take my nap at 1 o'clock and say,
how you feeling?
Yeah, how you doing? What do you mean you're tired? You're tired? Oh. And then Friday night, I'm going to go out.
That's going to be kidding. Good. No, well, we got to go out. We got Jill's wedding Friday night.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to be destroyed.
I can't make it. I'm too tired.
All right. A couple weeks ago, Owen Wilson, he's got some girlfriend, on and off girlfriend, Varuni Vongsveritas.
Right.
Her name's Varuni. He's got some on and off girlfriend, Varuni, Owen Wilson, the guy that goes, wow, in all those movies.
Wow, you do that really well.
Wow. As a now, this is coming from one of a source, so close special friend of his. Apparently, the source explains that Wilson, because his on and off girlfriend just had a new baby girl a few weeks ago, Wilson refused to meet the daughter, even opting out of the visitation visits. He doesn't want to see her, no custody, hasn't even met the little baby.
Wait, this is the Varuki baby?
Yeah.
So he had, was he aware that?
No, he's aware. He just ain't going.
Wow.
Wow.
How cruel.
I guess he's already got a 7-year-old with an ex-girlfriend named Jade and a 4-year-old with some chick named Caroline.
He's just leaving them everywhere, isn't he?
Dude, setting up franchises, I guess.
Wow.
Guy.
Okay.
Number two.
Facebook Messenger. I try to stay away because it's dangerous, but they got a new feature they're rolling out. It's going to give users 10 minutes to unsend a message. So if you know, you're drunk and you're on Facebook looking at pictures of your ex-girlfriend, yeah, and you decide to write her one night because you're feeling bad, and you got 10 minutes to go, I probably shouldn't have sent that, and then try to unsend it.
Now, does it actually delete it from the other side?
Well, it says the message will be wiped from your chat history, and it's going to remove the message from the recipient's inbox as well. So the company said in a release, removing a message from the chat thread after it's been sent. So if you actually send the wrong photo, incorrect information or something, you can easily remove it. So as of now, Facebook users can delete messages they sent from their own inbox, but whoever they sent it to can still see it. Right. So this feature basically removes it from their inbox as well.
Number three.
All right, Breaking Bad, everybody's favorite.
Breaking Bad.
That's you, man. You turned me on to that show,
dude. It's good. I watched it like when it first came out because I was like, "What do you mean a teacher becomes a meth peddler?" I gotta see this show. And then I watched it. I was like, "Oh no, it's legit."
Yeah.
But Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan, he's working on a 2-hour movie. He told the Hollywood Reporter, "It's not known yet if it's gonna be released theatrically or made for TV, but apparently Gilligan's writing the script, executive producing it, and possibly directing it." I don't know if Bryan Cranston's...
He doesn't know if he's in it.
There appears to be a movie version of Breaking Bad, but I honestly have not even read the script. And so there's question whether or not we would even see Walter White in this movie.
Well, reportedly Aaron Paul's on board to play Pinkman again.
I'd rather see a redo of Malcolm in the Middle than Breaking Bad again. Too much stress. Maybe they could combine the two.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That might be good.
Breaking in the Malcolm.
Breaking in the Malcolm?
Yeah. No? Okay, never mind.
Coming to stores from the people who brought you Breaking Bad the series and Breaking Bad the movie, it's the Breaking Bad Cookbook. All of your favorite recipes with a certain Breaking Bad twist.
Wow, these meth muffins are fantastic and they give me so much energy. Gotta eat them, gotta eat them, gotta eat them.
You'll love every recipe in the Breaking Bad Cookbook.
Oh man, these Gus Fring onion rings taste delicious and also like meth. Oh, I love them, 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 I love them.
It's the Breaking Bad Cookbook in stores now.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.